Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And with us, as always, on Thursday is Andrew Foster from Harvell and Collins talking about a wonderful topic, life and taxes. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah. So what's on tap for us today, life and taxes?
Well, Mike, today we're going to talk a little bit about estate and gift taxes.
Okay.
And talk about a little bit about the presidential politics race. You know, every year.
We've got 15 minutes, Andrew.
Exactly. So every year, in January,
yeah,
the Heckerling Institute has a conference down in Florida, and it's basically a huge estate planning conference and tax planning conference. And, you know, one of the first things that was mentioned when I read the materials relative to this year's conference is that, you know, what are the presidential plans relative to estate and gift taxes? And I think it's something that we need to start thinking about.
Sure.
Because, you know, the big thing is we don't know who's going to be the president come November. But, you know, we need to see kind of what the individual's plans are and know where we are currently.
Yeah.
And then, you know, see if there's any planning opportunities or how do we handle this in the future? So right now, Mike, the current estate tax is $10 million indexed for inflation. So this year we're at $11.58 million. So obviously a very high
big
threshold.
Number. Yeah.
Big number.
Yep.
Big number, $11.58 million. The gift tax is the same. So you can either gift someone $11 million during your lifetime, tax-free, or you can leave property in your estate as long as you don't exceed the $11 million threshold. There's not going to be any estate taxes that will be due relative to that estate. Additionally, there's the annual exclusion for gifting. So that's what you can use every year.
And what's that number, Andrew?
That number is $15,000. So it starts at $10,000. Index for inflation, we're at $15,000 for this particular year. And so that's what we have set in place right now, Mike. And basically the environment, for our listeners is it's very favorable, you know, very favorable for estate taxes. And what does that mean? We want individuals to die with stuff.
Yeah.
You know, why do we want them to keep stuff in their estate at the moment? We want them to keep stuff in the estate at the moment because we're not really that worried about estate taxes. We don't have that issue. And what's the other big thing that individuals get if they keep things in their estate? Step up in tax basis. So
right.
When you die, your assets get a fair market value as of the date of death. So when your beneficiaries go and sell those assets, they get very little capital gain associated with those transactions.
Because it's been prorated, it's been adjusted to the current value.
Correct.
So then you pass it off to the son and boom, that's the basis for them at that point.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So a very favorable environment and what I would call a very estate inclusive environment because you want to include things in your estate. Now, this sunsets in 2025.
Ooh.
5 years.
Okay.
Be here before we know it.
Yep.
So something's got to happen at that point in time anyways. Otherwise, we're going to revert back to the $5 billion range. But then we got this election coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the things the current front runner on the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders, you know, he's put forth a proposal already. He actually introduced a bill last year, which is giving us a good insight into where he thinks the estate tax should go. It was for the 99.8% Act. It also was introduced in the House by a congressman named Jimmy Gomez out of California. So we've got a clear indication about where Bernie wants to take the estate tax. And no surprise, it's gonna go down. You know, the estate tax is gonna go down to $3.5 million.
Wow.
Not indexed.
Wow.
Not indexed. So all this, you know, that $3.5 million every single year is what he wants to propose. And the gift tax is going to go down to $1 million. So right now, you know, for instance, Mike, we're allowed to, you can, like I said, you can either gift during your lifetime or you can leave in your estate $11 million
right.
Because they're tied together. The
yeah,
estate and gift
sure.
tax are tied together. Bernie wants to separate them and say, look, if you're going to give something away during your life, you're limited to a $1 million exclusion. And then $3.5 million at your estate. And the big thing here is that this can affect more of our listeners because when you're talking about an estate, you're talking about everything relative to the estate tax. We're talking about real property. Mm-hmm. We're talking about life insurance. We're talking about investments. We're talking about IRAs and 401ks. We're talking about tangible property. I mean, you name it. If you've got it, when you pass away, that goes into your quote unquote taxable estate determine your amounts. And you know, with the way that real property's going, with the way the stock market was going before the coronavirus scare, you know, a lot of people were ending up with, you know, probably could be around that number very easily.
Well, I think too, Andrew, I think people think initially in that context of what does my father or grandfather, what my father have in the bank account and stocks. But, you know, dad could be a hog farmer, a soybean farmer that's got a big spread of land. That's an asset. And all of a sudden that family farm that is, you know, safe under the current conditions, watch out.
That's right.
You might have to make some changes there.
Yeah, and then the other big thing that Bernie's proposing is increasing the rates. You know, 45%, 50%, 55%, 77%, you know, on estates over $1 billion at 77% mark. But, I mean, those are the numbers that he's talking about relative to the estate tax. And then, of course, the annual exclusion he wants – he is going to index the annual exclusion, so it can still be $15 million.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, $15,000. So that's what his proposal is. But, you know, what I would say is that Bernie's plan is pointing us more in the direction of exclusion in the estate. So, you know, back in the early 2000s, up until really 2010, 2011, you know, the idea was, let's get stuff out of your estate. We don't want you to die with things in your estate because we're worried about the estate tax because it's very punitive. And so that is the direction. So it's really kind of an ironic situation where we've got a very inclusive estate environment where we currently stand.
Yeah.
And in the event that something similar to what Bernie wants passed with the For the 99.8% Act, that would be a very exclusive, meaning get stuff out of your estate plan. So how do we handle this? How do we handle this uncertainty?
Vote. Early and often.
What we do, Mike, as planners is we build flexibility into plans.
Sure.
You know, that's the easiest and simplest way to do it at the moment.
Worst case scenario, you know, different scenarios.
You know, I always tell a lot of my clients who come in the door, I say, you know, we hope for the best, plan for the worst.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the way you do this with estate planning is, you know, currently – We don't know. You know, we don't know. We know we're going to have a sunset in 5 years, relative to the estate tax. Could have a president that comes in and makes that sooner, depending on what happens. So we build flexibility. And the way we do that is that, and luckily we've got good planning where we're allowed to build in basically flexibility by what's called a disclaimer trust. So a disclaimer trust, Mike, very simple. We can give everything to your spouse and then allow the spouse to disclaim into a trust so we can use that amount of their exclusion amount and preserve it in the event that the estate tax does in fact go back down. The other thing we can do is there's what's called portability under the estate planning laws, which is the fact that you can file an estate tax return even if you don't owe any estate taxes and elect to transfer your unused exemption amount down to the other spouse. So, you know, there it is again in the event that you're wondering, hey, look, you know, between our two spouses right now, let's say we're at like $5 million, for instance, total. You know, what should we do, Andrew, if we have one spouse that dies right now?
Right.
Well, you know, it may be worth, you know, filing an estate tax return and electing portability and port over that $10 million exemption amount just in case the amount was to go down to $3.5 million. So, you know, we have a lot of planning opportunities right now. We can build flexibility into estate plans. And then if we do have a death of a spouse and we're sitting there in the range where we're not quite sure, we have options now to maybe take advantage of the fact of a death when we have a very high estate tax threshold.
Yeah, and you know, if you're sitting there and you have assets and you don't have any game plan in place, you're really flying without a parachute.
That's right.
And you know, life is uncertain. You know, there's uncertainties in the market. There's uncertainties in the political world. But in our own day-to-day life, there is uncertainties. And if you don't have those plans in place by talking to you at Harvell and Collins, then, you know, like I say, you're flying without a parachute.
That's
pretty
right.
Dangerous.
Yeah, you got a lot of twists and turns in your life.
Yeah.
Not even including the what are the laws fall's going to be, you know, when
and there's a lot of tools available to families that they're probably unaware of until they have a first consultation with, you know, a person such as yourself and, you know, that can lay it out to you at 5 miles high before you get into the weeds of your financial picture.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly right, Mike, because, you know, if we have a death right now, we obviously want inclusion, then we want the opportunity in the event that it happens where the estate tax isn't as favorable, where we can exclude, you know, and make sure we preserve credits and make sure we have those tools that are built into the plan so we can take advantage of the existing tax law at the time the death is. We don't know when it's going to come for any of us. We know it's going to come one day.
Yeah, tomorrow's not guaranteed.
That's exactly right.
Right. But
you know, we want to make sure that we plan for those events and that we have the ability through our estate planning documents to take advantage of the situation that's in front of us when it does in fact occur.
Yeah.
And set up your beneficiaries to get the most money. Cause you know, one of the things that I think is universal when we meet with a client is they don't want the government to end up with it.
Well, you've worked all your life for
that's
it.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
And the pattern
and I've
is
paid taxes on this money before.
Well, exactly.
I've already paid them once. I don't want to pay it again, you know.
And most families want their children to have what they created, you know.
Exactly.
Most families do. But,
definitely.
You know, yeah, but they don't want the government to get it.
That's exactly right. That's the universal sentiment, I can say 100% for sure.
Because they have contributed.
That's right.
They have paid their fair share.
Exactly.
You know, and now this is what's left.
That's
know?
Right.
So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. If you want to reach Andrew after the show, you can call their office at 252-726-9050 or go online to HarvellandCollins.com. Life and taxes, it doesn't change. We have this segment every Thursday with Andrew Foster coming into the studio. Good stuff. And we'll see how some of those uncertainties play out, particularly in the campaign world. I don't think Bernie's plan is ever going to see the light of day, but that's good to know about it. And that's what you learn here on Smart Radio.